I guess when we think about what's happening in the world, we don't always see the relationship that kids have with society in this way. How do you think this has kind of changed over the last 20 years?
Look, I think, you know, the internet and social media gets blamed for a lot of things. Yeah. And it's obviously both a positive and a negative, Alex. But I think what it does, I think how society has changed, because there's always been social division and, you know, schools are often, you know, where these things get played out. But I think that the social media has intensified, you know, the issues. And it's kind of sent people off into little tribes. When one of the schools talked about kids being in these, rather than, you know, like, say, the 1970s or 80s, when a kid might belong, I don't know, to, you know, the punk tribe or the this tribe, there's lots more of these small, fragmented little tribes who can all get online and talk to one another. And it's like you're in an echo chamber. You only get to hear, you know, each other's opinion and reinforce it. So I think that's probably been, for me, the greatest change I've seen over the last 20 years, is people maybe feeling more entrenched and not wanting to listen to one another because of the way in which social media is kind of pushing you into these sort of little online groups that you know, just kind of echo others' opinion rather than really, you know, having people look across one another's points of view. So schools are actually really important in this, because they're often one of the few places left, you know, in Australia and elsewhere, where kids from a whole range of different backgrounds are mixing every day in classroom,
yeah,
and, you know, out in the playground. And that's why, you know, they're so important, and it's so important to get it right in terms of building relationships across very different backgrounds.
Yeah, because I think, like, as you were saying, you do, I mean, I can see it myself, you do get forced into these small bubbles on social media.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of turns into this, like, tiny community almost when you're forced into a school. I mean, kids have always found school pretty hard, but are we, like, does this kind of make school more difficult for kids then?
I'm not sure if it makes it more difficult. I think it's kids are pretty good at straddling different territories. You know, even if they go from one class to another, they kind of can adjust. So I don't know that it makes it more difficult. I think what it probably does is make more of a challenge for the schools themselves, for the school leaders and for the teachers who are working in this kind of environment. And that's why we did this study, because we were so aware that, you know, kids are coming with really a range of different issues and a much more complex society in many ways, a lot more debates around things. And, you know, in a way that's a really good thing, but it means, I think, that there are more challenges. And the job of being a teacher and being a school leader is more complex, and it's more challenging than it ever has been. And that's why we wanted to do this research, because we wanted to understand what the difference was in schools, you know, that are working in really powerful and productive and positive ways to build a sense of community and to build a sense of engagement, often in really diverse populations and amongst very diverse populations.
Mm. And so how well do you think schools are currently adapting and dealing with this then?
Look, I think schools overall do a pretty remarkable job. And I think, you know, sometimes the, you know, they face a bad press. And, you know, because maybe it's more interesting to put, you know, the negative stuff in the media. No one wants to read it, you know, an article about, you know, oh, what a great job a school's doing.
It's like, oh, the world is good.
Yawn. Move on. But look, I think under the sustained pressure that they're under, I think they're doing a pretty good job. Our desire was to really say what's going on in schools that are doing, in some ways, what feels like against the odds, you know, and a tough job, that are making these kind of, I wouldn't say, you know, everyone's singing Kumbaya and we're all, you know, everything's fantastic in the sandpit, but, you know, that they have positive, productive conversations and communication both between the kids, with the teachers and with their parents. So we want to understand what were the sorts of things that those schools were doing, how are they making it happen, and, if you know, what's the kind of learning that we can take from that so that the school systems more broadly might be able to use that to help to work with teachers and with school leaders more, you know, across the systems to help, you know, to help this happen in a more sustained way.
Well, it kind of sounds like the rest of society maybe need to take a leaf out of the way that schools deal with this. Jane, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
That's a pleasure. Thanks, Alex.